Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Charles Bethea, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for having me.
You are the Andrew Mellon Director of Collections and Curatorial Affairs at the Chicago History Museum. There's a new Vivian Meyer exhibit that I'm pretty excited about. We've got a coffee table size book about Vivian Meyer's work on my somewhere in my house. I'm not sure if it's on the coffee table right now. But I've also talked to some of the people that were involved, including some of the folks that found some of these photographs and were involved in some of the legal tangles about it. But let's just start there. Tell us who Vivian Meyer was and what she did.
Well, Vivian Meyer was an American-born amateur photographer. And she spent a good amount of her life and time living in Chicago. And during that time, while working as a nanny, she gravitated towards the art of photography and capturing images, and did so a lot on her own. And throughout that time, she was able to roam the city capturing all manner of life through her camera lens.
What year are we talking about here?
She arrived in Chicago in 1956.
Yeah. It's funny because when you do see pictures of her taking pictures, she's looking down through one of those old, like, Rolleiflex cameras. Or did she have a more traditional point-and-shoot that you hold up to your eye?
Well, actually, as this amateur photographer that she was interested in the technology of photography. So she did have a Rolleiflex of which she was looking down into the viewfinder, as well as some point-and-click cameras where she could just stand vertically and look into.
What did she do with the photographs after she took them?
Well, that's the interesting part about Vivian Meyer and her work. A lot of them went unpublished. She was not in the business, if you will, of sharing a lot of her material. It was for her own edification and understanding of light and color and how people moved and how you capture life around you. So a good majority of her images, over 100,000 images, went unpublished and ended up in a storage locker.
Where was that storage?
Years of her life.
Was that in Peoria? Why do I think Peoria plays a part in this story?
I want to say Peoria, but I'm thinking there were some others that were here in Chicago as well, because she had multiple lockers. And unfortunately, when she got a time in her life where she could no longer afford the rent and the lease on these lockers, the contents went up for sale.
So then somebody bought them not knowing what they had, huh?
Yes, and that's how it usually goes. There were several people who, you know, purchased the lockers and discovered this cache of images, many in black and white, many in color, like the ones that we have on display opening up later next month, and started to look into doing research on who this person was, because this was not a name that made it into the annuals of photography and fine art and so on and so forth during her lifetime. And it was a very interesting discovery.
I'm glad that the persons who found them appreciated them for what they might represent, you know, not just a bunch of old photographs, but a real treasure trove.
Well, again, you know, that's the interesting thing. I mean, imagine yourself stumbling upon a treasure of very captivating, unique, interesting, beautiful, alluring images, and wondering, well, who is the author of these beautiful pieces? And then to discover that this person has gone unnoticed their entire lifetime. And now taking the opportunity to look at those works and bring them to the public view.
One of the things that I've often thought about her work is not just that she captured it, but that she even witnessed those scenes. They're very intimate, sometimes action photos or sometimes just really touching still images of people, but that are arresting in many ways. And I think I'm downtown every day. I'd spend a lifetime in this city and not see any one of those images. she kept coming upon the most amazing scenes and then got great pictures of them to boot, you know?
That she did. And we don't know a lot about her, herself, Vivian herself. And a lot of what we do know about her, we take from the images that she created, how close she was to her subjects, how intimate she got with flowers and other foliage and so forth, and buildings, and from vantage points of looking up and looking down and looking around. Some things that we, just going about our day-to-day lives, just take for granted or are completely oblivious to. She was someone who paid attention to her surroundings and her environment.
Charles Bethia is on a phone line, the Andrew W. Mellon Director of Collections and Curatorial Affairs at the Chicago History Museum. The new Vivian Maier exhibit opens next month. This is something you'll want to go to the city, indoors, safely, to see. Can you describe maybe a picture or two that, here we are talking about this in a non-visual medium, but can you at least tell our listeners a picture that especially strikes your fancy?
Oh, wow. Here's the thing. The Chicago History Museum ended up getting a little over 1,700 of her images, a lot of her color images and so forth. And we've had the pleasure of exhibiting a selection of her black and white pieces some years ago. And the entire time that I've spent looking at these images, I would not be able to choose one of them as a favorite. There's so many that I like. For example, there are images of this young Asian-American boy on a bus that casually has his head, you know, leaning on the side of the window, as we always are.
Yeah.
At a certain age. And Vivian captures this young lad's face, and he's looking at her directly into the camera, having this moment. And it's an absolutely beautiful moment because you can see on this child's face, like, okay, here we go again. I'm probably on this bus with my mother, my grandmother, or family member going somewhere that wasn't my first choice, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's so alluring. It's so a wonderfully, you know, whimsical image. That is absolutely gorgeous. And the sensitivity that she had in capturing that image can also be found, and interestingly enough, another one that tickles my fancy, a very up-close picture of a daisy just in this field. And it's one of those things that if you're not into, you know, foliage and horticulturals or something of that nature, it's something that you would probably just not think of. And this intimate portrait of this particular their flower makes you pause and stop and think. And I think that's something that those of us that do know Vivian's work are appreciative of, the power of her work to get you to stop and think.
What's the first day, and how do I get in line, Charles? How do we do this?
Well, it opens May 8th. And part of your general admission, which you can log on to ChicagoHistoryMuseum.org and go to our website and purchase tickets, because fortunately the museum is open as we are still wrestling with this pandemic, but you can go online and purchase tickets for morning hours or afternoon hours, and part of your general admission will get you into the exhibition, Vivian Maier in Color.
Okay, ChicagoHistoryMuseum.org. You know, I think it's good that we talk about this now. I know some of the exhibits in town have actually not sold out, but for some of them, you got to wait until July to get in. So I don't know what the rush is going to be for Vivian Maier, but I think it wouldn't hurt to go to ChicagoHistoryMuseum.org now and make sure you get yourself in there when the doors open next month.
Well, I definitely encourage people to do so sooner than later. I know we've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of hits on our website specifically about this exhibition, so you definitely want to get in as soon as you can.
Maybe we'll talk again when the doors open up, Charles, but congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing it already.
Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you at the museum.
Charles Bethia is the Andrew Mellon Director of Collections and Curatorial Affairs at the Chicago History Museum, ChicagoHistoryMuseum.org.